Welcome to the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice Podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Rogers. The Veterans Voice Podcast is a service of Mount Carmel and proudly presented by USAA. USAA is continuing to look to expand their great team. If you're interested, head on over to usaajobs.com. Today on the Veterans Voice, we're continuing our two-part series throughout the month of March, focusing on physical and spiritual health within our veterans and their families. And we're starting things off once again with Kirsten Belair, the Director of Behavioral Health and Wellness at Mount Carmel Veterans Service. And Kirsten, thanks so much for joining us again on the Veterans Voice.
Thank you for having me.
And I know we talked a little bit last time, but it's still a big topic. And let's just discuss the overall health and wellness needs of our veteran community, especially, and how crucial that is to really getting that balance of physical, spiritual, and mental well-being.
It is essential. I think sometimes we don't see ourselves as holistic beings, but we are. So we have experienced some individuals who will be working on the psychological side of their health and well-being, but then they still feel stuck and they're not making the progress that they desire because we haven't actually looked at, let's say, the physical well-being side, or even the spiritual. But we find that those who are addressing all three of those areas really heal, recover, and progress more than sometimes just focusing on one area in particular.
Exactly. And there are a lot of physical health opportunities at Mount Carmel that do take all three of those different arms into mind as they're working to create that well-being.
Absolutely. So, for example, we have trauma-informed yoga on Tuesdays at 5 p.m. And what's really great about that program is that, for example, I'm not a super bendy-bendy person when it comes to yoga, but it's designed for people who, for example, might be amputees or have some physical limitations, where you can still engage in the art of yoga, but also work on the breathing and mindfulness. I can tell you we've had individuals who were working on the psychological side of things, but were still experiencing some stress, anxiety, hyperarousal symptoms. And when they started engaging in the trauma-informed yoga, they were able to relax and release a lot of that, engaging the parasympathetic nervous system, and they were able to make more progress, like engaging both the psychological and physical side. Another example is that we have Tai Chi. So I know a lot of people may not want to do the yoga thing, but they might be interested in Tai Chi, and that's on Saturdays at 10 a.m. And again, that's a really great opportunity to just connect with ourselves physically, to connect with our breathing and our movement. And then we also have what we call VOPA, which is Veterans Optometry Partners of America, and they're in-house here at Mount Carmel, so you don't have to go to the VA to get your, your optometry prescription or glasses vouchers filled. You can come here, and they're a really awesome program that you can learn more about on our website.
Yeah, and those ideas like the trauma-informed yoga and the Tai Chi are great because it, A, encourages that physical movement, getting a little bit of activity back going on, but a time to really slow down and really center your thoughts, get your, emotional and spiritual side connected in as well, and that's a great opportunity. You also have some opportunities later this year for some retreats that'll really help bring all three of these sides in together.
Absolutely. And it's kind of nice to unplug because we can practice some of these skills, but when we get into the rush of our daily jobs and lives, it can be a little overwhelming. And so these retreats are opportunities, again, to unplug from life for a moment, like build the skills, practice the skills, engage and connect with community, have really cool adventures, and then, reset back into life.
Well, Kirsten Belair, the Director of Behavioral Health and Wellness at Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, thank you again for everything you do for our veteran community, for joining us here. And if anyone wants some more information on how to get involved in some of these steps, maybe try out one of those Saturday Tai Chi classes, what's the best way to do that?
Great question. So you can contact us via phone at 719-772-7000. Or you can always go onto our website, which is veteranscenter.org, and that can give you some information and or ask questions.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for that. Of course, you're listening to the Veterans Voice podcast, a service of Mount Carmel and proudly presented by USAA. We're continuing our two-month series looking at the topics of spiritual health and wellness amongst veterans and their families, as well as the physical health and how those two so often coincide. Still ahead, we'll be talking with Shawnee Starr, the founder and owner of Longevity Care Clinic here in Southern Colorado.
USAA members are saving money on insurance and enjoying unrivaled service from a company that understands their needs.
My experience with USAA has been excellent. They really appreciate the military family, and it really shows.
With all that USAA offers, why go with anybody else? We know their rates are good. We know that they're always going to take care of us.
It was funny because when we would call another insurance company, they would say, oh, we can't beat USAA.
It was instant savings, and I should have changed a long time ago.
Savings and service. It's why families have trusted USAA since 1922.
We're the Weber family.
We're the Tennies.
We're the Hales, and we're USAA members for life.
USAA, proudly serving active military, veterans, and their eligible family. See how much you could save on USAA insurance. Get a quote today.
Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. Member pay for their participation. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
Welcome back to the Veterans Voice Podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Rogers. Again, the Veterans Voice Podcast is a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center here in Colorado Springs and proudly presented by USAA. We're continuing the second of our two-part series throughout the month of March, looking at the physical and spiritual health and wellness within our veterans and their families. And joining us now is Shawnee Starr. She is the founder and owner of Longevity Care Clinic. And Shawnee, thank you so much for joining us here on the Veterans Voice.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, and let's talk a little bit about what Longevity Care Clinic is, what you do, and what sets you guys apart.
Sure. So we focus on functional medicine. And functional medicine helps clients who have chronic illnesses. So the other question might be, well, what are chronic illnesses? Well, those are things that don't go away, like maybe you've had lifetime troubles with allergies or an autoimmune disease, arthritis, things like diabetes, cancer, cardiovascular issues, gut issues. All of those are considered chronic conditions. And so much of the time we, go to the doctor, we get, Western medicine, we traditionally get pharmaceuticals to help us deal with the symptoms, but very rarely does traditional medicine help actually find out the root cause of the issue. And that's what functional medicine does. Functional medicine helps you figure out what's the root cause of these chronic illnesses and helps you figure out how you can heal and overcome those.
And that's a really unique way of looking at it because there are so many different ways to go about making sure that our health is up to its prime. And really, sometimes the Western medicine standard doesn't really exactly fix the root cause of many of these illnesses, where some of these quote-unquote non-traditional and more foundational ways do.
That's exactly right. So here at Longevity, we promote we help our clients figure out, if possible, ways that they can even potentially get off some of the meds that they're on after they make lifestyle changes and can fix these root causes. Root causes are usually things like inflammation or an imbalanced gut microbiome, an imbalance of hormones, or maybe, your body isn't absorbing the nutrients it needs regardless of what you eat. So all of these, issues are typically the root causes of so many of the diseases that our population has today.
Yeah, and you'd mentioned it. Sometimes the best thing to do is to get off of some of these prescriptions, and your clinic has a lot of ways to help promote those healthy lifestyle changes along with doctors and coaches that will really help make those holistic lifestyle changes, that will make better choices and get off a lot of the artificial things that people are putting in their bodies.
That's exactly right. And I mean, you can't come in and then we just immediately take you off your meds. I mean, that wouldn't be helpful for anyone.
Of course not.
Because once you get on meds, you know, those usually cause other issues, and then there's meds for the other issues, and it's a balance, right? So we work with patients. We try to figure out the actual root cause through a series of testings. And then once we figure out the root cause, we coach you and work with you on the lifestyle changes you can have so that you can heal. And then once you heal and it's safe, we can gradually, through our doctors, can gradually help you get off, hopefully, you know, as many of the medications as possible so that you can actually be building your immune system and building your resilience.
And that's something that we've been talking about for a year now. It seems like every conversation, no matter who you're talking to, something comes back to COVID-19. And we've had a lot of really focus on building that immunity. And what are some of the things that somebody can do to help your body boost your own immune system to stay as strong and healthy despite whatever else is going on?
Right. Great question. You know, it kind of goes back to all those things that our grandparents used to tell us to do. You want to be outside and get sun every day, you know, get 10, 20 minutes of sun on your skin. You know, the sun promotes healthy vitamin D production, which, you know, so many people in North America are deficient of vitamin D because we're inside on computers all day long. And so, you know, really getting outside, drinking clean, filtered water that doesn't have chlorine and fluoride in it. That's a huge way to boost the immune system, because our immune system is constantly trying to fight off the toxins that we're putting in every single day. So the more toxins we put in, you know, the immune system's working around the clock, just trying to heal itself and stay strong. And we're the ones putting the toxins in. And so then when a virus comes along, your immune system is oftentimes completely spent just trying to take care of the toxic load. So, you know, drink clean water, get, you know, healthy amounts of sunshine, eating better, working out, sweating, and doing a variety of just ways to detox your body, you know, and a great way to detox is through sweating. You know, sweating 30 minutes to an hour a day has got so many therapeutic effects, as well as there's a variety of therapies that help people with cell regeneration and helps actually, you know, stimulate your blood flow to move toxins out faster and repair and heal faster. We have a number of those therapies here at Longevity, and we call that regeneration, you know, regenerating your cells by eliminating waste and supporting healthy cell production. So all of those things actually have a pretty dramatic effect on building your immune system.
Yeah, and another thing that you guys really focus on at Longevity is the care for veterans, really taking into effect the veterans' health history, and a lot of times that comes with some physical trauma, and you're uniquely positioned to help really create that holistic care plan to help our veterans once they've come back and get their body back into where they want it to be.
Yeah, that's right. We have a very comprehensive intake process with our patients with the veterans especially, you know, to trying to understand, you know, all of the situations they've been in where they've had both physical and potentially some, you know, grief or traumatic experiences, to put together a holistic approach to a care plan for the veterans. You know, a big piece of that is in detoxification, healing, both spiritually, mentally, all of the things we just talked about building immunity. And then our coaching services is there to basically hold our patients' hands every step of the way, because a lot of this is change. It's doing things a little bit differently. And we are building a community of people who are focused on a healthier lifestyle. And so, you know, some of our health coaching sessions are one-on-one. Some of them are groups. And a lot of people actually prefer the groups after they've had a couple of the one-on-ones, because in the group coaching session, you're meeting other people And while you're not necessarily going over your own personal medical struggles, but you're working together for these lifestyle changes, and it's fun. Like, it's fun building a community of people who are all wanting to improve their health.
And speaking of building that community, you're a fairly new clinic. You recently started up, and one of the goals is to help partner with Mount Carmel even further to really help step in and create those journeys for a number of veterans looking for such care.
That's right. We are a community partner with both Mount Carmel and the VA. And, you know, the services that we provide are aligned exactly with the VA's goals for providing like excellent care for veterans through community partners within wellness. So we're very excited to have and to see the support that the VA is giving towards wellness and with all of the complementary programs that Mount Carmel offers as well.
And you've had a couple of open houses recently, I believe, two just last week, on Monday and Friday. And how are those going as far as people's interest in having some of those open houses?
You know, it's been quite surprising at how much interest we've had, and not only from people who were interested in their own health coming, but we've had a number of people from the functional medicine community come, which is really refreshing to get to meet all the resources here in Colorado Springs. And I actually think Colorado Springs is very well positioned to help this community, and Longevity is here to bring those resources together so that we can refer patients out to some specialty things even if they need. Because there's a lot of great resources right here in Colorado Springs.
Exactly. And thank you so much for joining us. If anyone wants some more information about everything you do at Longevity Care Clinic, how can they go about getting that information?
Well, the website is longevitycareclinic.com. Our phone number is 719-955-3621. We also have an active social media campaign on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn, and it's all called Longevity Care Clinic.
Well, Shawnee Starr, founder and owner of Longevity Care Clinic, thank you so much for joining us, walking through some of these new ways to make sure that our bodies, our minds, and our spirits are really connected, all three together, and to promote that overall health and wellness here on the Veterans Voice podcast. Still ahead on the podcast, we'll be talking with a military veteran, not only how they transitioned their career from military to owning a small business, but they're still working in this space as well to make sure that our body, mind, and spirit is working properly together. That is still ahead right here on the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice podcast.
USAA members are saving money on insurance and enjoying unrivaled service from a company that understands their needs.
My experience with USAA has been excellent. They really appreciate military family, and it really shows.
With all that USAA offers, why go with anybody else? We know their rates are good. We know that they're always going to take care of us.
It was funny because when we would call another insurance company, they would say, oh, we can't beat USAA.
It was instant savings, and I should have changed a long time ago.
Savings and service. It's why families have trusted USAA since 1922.
We're the Weber family.
We're the Tennies.
We're the Hales, and we're USAA members for life.
USAA, proudly serving active military, veterans, and their eligible family. See how much you could save on USAA insurance. Get a quote today.
Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. Member pay for their participation. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
Welcome back to the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice Podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Rogers. Again, the Veterans Voice Podcast is a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center and presented by USAA. And continuing our conversation, looking at all three aspects of our health and wellness as we've done both weeks here in the month of March. We're joined now by Monique Walks. She is the owner of La Vida Massage and a 22-year veteran of the U.S. Navy. And first and foremost, Monique, thank you so much for your service to our country.
Oh, you're welcome.
And let's talk a little bit about that transition, you know, when you made that move from a career in the military to now owning a business and all the volunteer work you're doing within the community. And let's talk about that transition and what you learned along that way.
Well, good morning. I moved here, my husband and I, we both retired military in 2006, 2007, defense contractor. And it wasn't until 2015 is when I decided that I wanted to open a massage franchise. And the motivation for that was to give a place where people can go relax and just recharge their internal battery. I just felt like people are just moving too fast. And we're just not taking time to have that meaningful connection that we need or to take care of ourselves so we can then further take care of the people that we love and our families.
Yeah, and it's so crucial, and especially, you know almost better than anyone else. You have such a long career in the service and then in the defense contracting world that taking that time to slow down and really focus on yourself and take care of yourself is so crucial now more than ever.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I have to tell you, I was a little concerned when we had to close the business for about 2 months. But I'm going to tell you, Andrew, when we opened back up, our numbers went up. People were really needing to get in, to get a massage, and to really feel that connection. You know, according to the AMTA Consumer Survey, 67% of individuals surveyed claimed that in the last 12 months, 41% went to the massages or was getting massages because of medical reason. And then 26% was related to stress.
Well, and oftentimes
so
those
really
two go together.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And the fact that I have veterans also employed as massage therapists, that makes all the difference in the world because now we have a conglomerate of veterans with our local people, and now we really can speak to the benefits of massage.
Exactly. And you're so conveniently located, especially towards Fort Carson. You're in the Southern Cross Shopping Center just off of Southgate Road in South Nevada. And it's a great location, centrally located, again, to a lot of our military communities. And you proverbially speak the language. You can understand what a military member, veteran is coming in, what they've gone through, what they're experiencing, and know how to address that, not only you, but your military-affiliated staff members, really to improve that physical health because, again, massage helps the physical health, helps the mental health, which helps the physical health, and everything really goes hand in hand.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And then let's talk, another big passion of yours is your Spirit to Serve efforts. You are very active within the community, and let's talk about that and why how you give back and what you're doing within the community.
Well, during COVID, of course, in like 5 years, I've been trying to find that community service thing that would make me feel good about what I'm doing. So I decided to join SCORE, which used to be called Senior Corps Retired Executives, and they no longer call it that now. But I attended SCORE 5 years ago for a week-long class to help me understand business ownership and what that looks like and building your business plan. So I decided to join. So now I am a mentor so I can help others that think or, have a business plan or they think they want to learn more about going into the business. So I do that. And then also, I recently became a board member of the Citizen Soldiers Connection, which is, affiliated with Mount Carmel as well. And then I also received my real estate license, which is more for me just a continuation of the Spirit to Serve, to help those find their forever home.
Exactly. And that's something that I find so amazing. So many members of the military that transition into civilian life continue to have that spirit of serving and having that service mindset as they move into the next stages of life. And talk to me a little bit about what that means to you as you've dedicated so much of your life, not only your work with the community, your mentorship, the real estate, and even the massage business, all serving people, and what that means to you to continue serving after your term of service has ended.
I just think it's important that we make that connection. There, I believe in authenticity and absolutely Spirit to Serve. Okay, you just need to have that. I believe we tend to just stay in our little bubble, right? And we don't look outside of that. But I see people every day and how when they come in to the massage place and they just feel so much better after they left, after they had their service, and the gratitude that you receive from that, because you were able to do something to help them. And it really wasn't about getting something from them as much as it was to give something to them.
And Monique, as you're working as a mentor, helping other members of the military, I presume, as they transition into civilian life or as they're in civilian life, what are some of the biggest misconceptions you're hearing as far as continuing service somehow, but not in the uniform?
You know, I really haven't had much. I haven't heard much misconceptions about that. But what I do like is when I'm at the center, for instance, and my military members come in, and when they find out that I'm military or prior military, because I'm quick to let them know, then they decide and I ask, how long have you been in? And then we start dialoguing about what that looks like, if they're going to stay in, and what it looks like when they transition. And my thing to them is, once you transition from the military, that next step in your life, do something that is going to make you feel good and really full in your life. Because this is the time now. You know, you don't get any do-overs. You have more years behind you than in front of you. So find that thing that you are passionate about, because more often than not, you're going to put 120% into that passion versus doing something that you're just doing it just for the sake of it being a job. Because we all know that you have to have some type of way of making money to sustain life. That's a given. But I think doing something that you're passionate about will make a huge difference in how you go about doing your business.
Oh, absolutely. And you hit the nail on the head with that passion, because oftentimes if you are passionate about something, it doesn't become a job anymore and you don't realize how much work you put into it, because it is that labor of love and not just something you're doing just to cash a check every 2 weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, again, Monique, thank you so much for everything you've done, your service to our country, your service within our community after you've exited the Navy. And if anyone wants some more information or to connect with you, what's the best way to go about doing so?
Well, they can also visit the Levita website, right? You can Google us, Levita Massage Colorado Springs. You can also reach out to me via my cell if you need to really speak to me. I have no problem with that. I have an open door policy to all of my guests. And that is 719-359-7773. For real estate, if you want to contact me that way, you can go to MoniqueWalkesGroup.com.
And again, that's Monique, W-A-L-K-E-S, group.com. Monique, thank you so much for joining us here on the Veterans Voice today. And again, thank you for everything you're continuing to do throughout our community.
Oh, you're most welcome, and thanks for having me today.
Well, you've been listening to the Veterans Voice podcast, a service of Mount Carmel Veteran Services here in Colorado Springs. And Mount Carmel is a nonprofit organization focused on our military veterans and their families, providing incredible services not only for the veteran, but their families of any area, regardless of discharge status. They focus on transition and employment, behavioral health, wellness, veterans and family resources, a number of them that we could spend another 2 hours just listing everything Mount Carmel does to invest into our veteran community. Again, all the information about Mount Carmel is at veteranservicecenter.org or by calling 719-772-7000. Of course, their office also located in Southwest Colorado Springs, right off of 8th Street on 530 Communication Circle, right at the top of the hill. You cannot miss it. I'm Andrew Rogers. Thank you so much for listening. And again, presented by USAA. USAA is looking to add to their incredible team. If you'd like to join that team at USAA, just head on over to usaajobs.com. The Veterans Voice publishes on the second and fourth Saturday of each month at 0800 on KRDO.com or wherever you get your podcasts.